Greetings and salutations, and welcome to episode 179 of Ref the District. You might have caught a little bit of extra intro there. That was on me and the delay here with StreamYard. But no worries. We got a fantastic show for you here on episode 179. I'm Nathan. That's the Stoner. That's Trev. Full house tonight as we will be talking some Wizards in the cooldown. We are a primarily Commanders show, but we started off as a DC sports cast, and we try to find time and places to talk about our other DC, you know, sports. And today just happens to be the NBA draft, so we'll be talking about that and the trade of Denny Advada, which I am not happy about, but that's not here now. That will be in the cooldown. In the game, we are going to take a look at how the NFL media looks at Washington in the preseason power rankings and even do a little power ranking ourselves. We look forward to you joining there. And we look forward to hearing more about this analytics department now that Shin has gone bye-bye. One of the recent and first hires, I actually think, by Josh Harris has been moved on, staying with Josh Harris's overall group, just not going to be with the Commanders. We're going to be talking about that here in the warm-up, but there is some housekeeping to do first. Namely, Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right up to the top fights in UFC and MMA and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. And we'll be getting to the game, our game, here in a little bit. But we're going to be talking with our friends as we stream live every Wednesday, 7:30 Eastern, on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Locked On Law, talking about how it's a bad night because it's the NBA draft. So we hope that you are still joining us here. We will be talking, like I said, about that draft. We got Nicole in the house. Congratulations. I believe she graduated last week, and I might have missed that one. JG in the house, Alcatone, Dominique, Brian, Rockman, Uptown, Dre, Grimjaw, everybody is here today. We appreciate you jumping in and being a part of the conversation, as that is what makes this show special. Now let's talk about this move here for the Washington Commanders, gentlemen. Eugene Shin, as I mentioned, one of the first hires from Josh Harris, came on to kind of take on, you know, some of the analytics and football, you know, responsibilities. It seemed like a good hire at the time. Now he's moving on, and Brandon Sosna, who we are very happy to have here, is taking over a lot of those responsibilities. What do you make of Shin's short tenure here with the Commanders, Trev?
I think he did exactly what he was hired to do. I don't think he was hired to be a long-term at that position. I think he was specifically hired for that position at that time that we needed to help get us kickstarted on this new regime and new branding, so to speak. But I think he's, like you said, he's going to stay with the Harris group, just not within the organization. So that's cool. He's, you know, still be like a little arm's length away just in case we need him again. But I don't think it's that huge of a deal. I think it's a good thing. Congrats to Shin. He came and did what he did for us, and it looks like he succeeded so far, at least on paper. And he's going back to, they trust him enough from what he did there to go with the Harris group. So that's good for him. So I don't think it's a huge deal or that big of a bad of a deal. Like you said, Sosna's a great replacement. So it just is what it is.
I was surprised. I'll be totally honest. I was really surprised that this happened, because one of the things that I remember watching in the Commander's log a couple of weeks ago, you know, during the draft, is he was right there. He was right there in the draft room, not not some guy who kind of pops in every once in a while, like you would see Joe Witt pop in and Kingsbury pop in, because, you know, they don't have a direct impact on the draft. He was right there. So that part surprised me. And like you said, Trev, they hired him to kind of start the whole process of what this Harris group wanted to do for the Commanders in terms of analytics and everything that was going on. So I'm just surprised. That's all. I have no idea if he worked his way out of the job, if that makes sense. Like, it just wasn't a good fit for what they're trying to do in terms of analytics with the Commanders. Or if it was just one of those things where maybe Shen wanted to kind of get out of football and start using his intellect somewhere else in business side. I don't know. I was just very surprised that it was just about a year that he was here and that's it.
Maybe that's all they hired him for, was a year. Maybe that was talked about at the beginning of the process. Hey, it's a temp job. We need you for like a year max and then blah, blah, blah. So we just don't know.
I mean, it could have been.
I think that it was partially that, right? At least that it was, I think that it was at least sold to him that this could have just been a temporary thing. But you got to think that that position that he was fulfilling was under Adam Peters' job as a GM, right? Like as far as the umbrella is concerned, Shin would have been, you know, under Adam Peters. And so I think once Adam Peters got his guy, Sosna, I think that did mean that there was going to be a vacancy there for, or not vacancy. That meant that that position got a little crowded and Shin was going to have to move elsewhere. I don't think that it's a negative thing though, because as mentioned, you know, and HT even chiming in with this as well, is he's staying in with Josh Harris's work. So it's not a negative thing, right? It's not like he got fired and he's having to move to an organization or, you know, just leaving for another organization entirely. He's staying within Josh Harris, which means he's still well-respected. So this isn't a negative thing, but I think that Peters brought in his guys and that meant that there was time, this was time for Shin to move on. As far as being a big part here, Roger talking about everyone thought Shin had real power. I don't know about real power, but I think he had a real voice.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of my thing, what Roger's saying there, is that that's kind of all we heard for a long time, that Shin was kind of this upper management dude who was running a lot of what's going on behind the scenes for Washington. That's why it surprises me. So that's what I thought, too, is that he did have a lot of power. But remind me, so he was hired before Peters, or Peters hired him?
No. Shin was hired last year by Josh Harris. In fact, this might have been, he might have been one of the voices in the room that was on the Montez Sweat trade. Because remember, they weren't wanting to deal Montez Sweat until they got that second round offer and then the value. And I think one of the Martys talked about it, was just said, hey, the value was there. So we had to go for it. And I think that might have been Shin's voice
as far
as that was concerned.
So is there anything that could have possibly happened? Obviously, Josh Harris hired him last year early on before Adam Peters. Is there, maybe there wasn't a fit there with Adam Peters, right? If he's working directly for Adam Peters, Adam Peters didn't hire him. Adam Peters wants his own guys in the
Think that's a much ado about nothing. Okay. I really don't think
I don't know. I'm not trying to say that did happen or there was any sort of
you just like drama, bro. You just want,
I'm just curious. It just came out of nowhere for me. I mean, Nathan
I was about to say it came so far out of nowhere that when I pitched him the run of show this morning, he was just like, Shin left us.
I have no idea.
That's how much it was.
You were sleeping.
And what Roger said there is that a lot of people thought he had some real power. And so it's just odd that somebody with real power would leave after a year. That's all it was to me. So I'm just curious. I don't think there's anything, you know, something going on or anything bad. I'm just curious why a guy that high up would leave after such a short time.
Yeah. Big E in the house here. And then Ricardo, why are we making this such a big deal? The front office is important. We have our GM, heavily coveted. The average fan is not concerned with this. The head coach and the players are the main concern. Well, this is where we've talked about this before. We had K Dot on, and Trev was, and I were talking with him about winning in the margins. And this is one of those ones that, yes, the average fan isn't going to see it. Your average fan is just watching what's on the field. Right. But there are so many more aspects to the game, to the NFL, and having a guy who's smart on analytics and, you know, someone like Sosna, who's the replacement here in this, is where this works, right? This is where you can start seeing some of these things where maybe they start drafting a certain style of player. If you're a fan, even an average fan watches the NFL draft, right? And you have your guys that you like, that you want to see picked. Well, these are the guys who start having those voices and start seeing things where we don't necessarily as an average fan see them. You know, I love looking deep in the stats and finding all these different things. The analytics is my love, but I get that it's not everybody's, but this is where you can start winning in the margins. And yes, Tommy, it's also because it's June.
Yeah, that was going to be my point.
We are so far removed from football right now that we have to talk some Washington Wizards in the cool down.
What happened with any of the players and the coaches in the last week? Nothing.
None.
So this is the only thing going on with the organizations, but it's still interesting.
Brandon Ayuk cred is what it was.
Yeah. I think it's still interesting though, in terms of him leaving. I found it very interesting and obviously surprising.
So to piggyback on this Shen topic, I thought it was a little surprising about the Jason Wright news. I know it's not a part of our topic, but I'm going to kind of talk about that.
It's fair.
That just came out of nowhere that he was a finalist to be the Green Bay Packers president. No rumblings of him looking to leave. No rumblings, at least I've heard, or that this was even happening. So what do you guys think of that? Like, do you think...
Well, it's a step up.
Was it on him, or do you think it was like with the Adam Peterson thing? You think that they are not a good fit, or is it just like, hey, Jason, if you want to leave, you can. We appreciate it. Like, what do you think? How do you think that came about?
Well, I think if anybody comes to you with an opportunity to step up from where you are now, this wasn't sort of, hey, come be our president. Yes, right. It's a president of an organization, or whatever the title was, but that's a company, that's an organization without an owner, right? They're owned by the fans. Mm-hmm. So you're the owner. Yeah. When you're in charge of the Green Bay Packers, you're the owner basically of the team. So it's a huge move up for him to do that. So anytime you have that opportunity, I think probably both sides, Jason and the organization, are like, well, you gotta go for that if you have an opportunity to do that. But he's been here through this whole process and he looks to fit with this new ownership group. So I don't see him going anywhere unless it is
moving up. And I think that's one of the things, and Tommy here saying what I was going to say, but I'm going to give credit here to Tommy. Wright is respected by everyone but our fans for some reason. And it's true.
Exclude Ref the District from that.
Yeah, Ref the District. We're big fans of Jason Wright. We know that he's made some mistakes. Okay, we're not oblivious to the mistakes he's made, but people blame him for things that aren't even his fault. I would say they take too much to heart about some of the things that happened. Okay, and they put pin it on him. He has been doing, I think, a great job. Maybe you can say a good job. You know, I wouldn't say he's doing a fantastic or excellent job, but he's been a plus person here for Washington since he's been here and turning around the mess that Washington was. He was put here by the NFL, right, to watch over the former owner and set things right. And he has been taking those steps every step of the way. He is well respected within the league. And I'm not surprised he was up for a position like that. And I want to say it would have made history, as it would have put him as the first former player in kind of an ownership position, like the main seat, right? We're not talking Tom Brady taking a little piece of the Raiders or you know, having, you know, Elway and Denver or anything like that. We're talking in the presidency, in the first seat.
Yeah.
He would have been the first player to be in that spot, which would have been big. I'm not sure who the Packers went, but it was interesting to see that, Trev. I am never surprised, because I encourage this for anybody who's in a position, a work position, you should always be looking for your next opportunity. Because most organizations, they're looking for the next person, right? They're waiting for, like, they might be happy with your work, but they're okay moving on from you if your work isn't, if your work is average, or if they're like, if they just want the new shiny toy. So you should be looking for, you know, that next opportunity. You know,
got another one on this Eugene Shen topic. Some other people got new titles and promotions within the front office, along with Eugene Shen leaving. And I want to harp on Doug Williams is now the senior advisor to Adam Peters. I don't know how I really feel about that. I don't know what that role entails.
I think it's a more honorary title than anything else. It is a, we want to keep Doug around the building because he means something to this franchise. And we're trying to, you got to think, you know, they're bringing in the former players again, right? They're retiring Darryl Green's number and all these big things. They're trying to get more ties, non-Sean Taylor ties to this franchise. And Doug Williams is a big part of that. And so you don't want to sit there and fire the guy. That's
the
antithesis of what you're trying to do.
What does that title mean? If it's honorary,
it means that he's allowed it. His key card works to get in the building.
I like what you're saying, but I think it's a little more than that. But you think about Josh Harris. Think about all the people who are in charge of this organization. Right from the top, Josh Harris, all the owners, including Magic, and including Jason Wright, and including all of them, have zero, and I mean zero, ties to the glory days of the past. You have to have somebody in there, in that building, to remind them of what's going on, what happened in the past, and let Dan Quinn know that wearing
feathers with a W?
Yeah. A feather with the old thing is probably not a good idea, right? I mean, Doug probably wouldn't say that, but it's things like that. Doug
probably like that.
Right. They're probably a little bit oblivious to because they weren't around. If Mark Mosley calls up and says, hey, you know, I want to come in for something, and Josh Harris would be like, anybody know who this Mark Mosley guy is? He's some executive at Five Guys, right? I don't know. Why is he calling saying he wants to be a part of, you know, some big deal? And then Doug has to come in and say, that dude won an MVP for this team, so you might want to take his call. I mean, that's getting really simplistic, but it's things like that sure. he's got to remind them that connection to the past. And you need guys like that. You need him and Theismann and Darryl Green and guys like that who are successful.
Lockdown Law bringing up Marty Mayhew has ties back to the glory days as well. So fair enough there.
So I think that's probably a lot of what Doug is around for.
What do you think about Bernard's comment here? It keeps Doug around Jaden.
Yeah. I mean, I think he can be around Jaden on his own. I don't think he needs to be a senior advisor to do that. He's Doug Williams, but yeah. Cause I mean, in the Commander's Log episode or whatever, they did say Quinn was like, we want you to be around Jaden. You're a good person for Jaden to learn from, to mentor from. So yeah, but
I was just wondering say what you want about Doug Williams. He is the epitome of class, and he is the epitome of he's been through some S that none of us can understand what he's been through on the field and off the field. And that can only help guys like Jaden Daniels and then try to be that bridge between ownership and black quarterbacks, to be completely honest, to be right down to it. So I think it's great to have him around as much as possible. Guys like that, you always need around.
Well, I do agree. It's nice to have him around. It might not move the needle, and it might not matter when the NFL media tries to power rank our Washington Commanders this far removed from the season beginning. But hey, we're going to take a look at seeing where exactly they are right here in the game. Stick with us. Welcome to episode 179's The Game here on Ref the District, kind of ham-fisting the transition from our warm-up. But I did the best I can, and I do appreciate everyone jumping in with us here this Wednesday evening. The draft for the NBA is going on right now, or at least pre-coverage is going on. So we know we're taking away some of your time. Maybe you got this up and the screen up. Don't worry. We'll be talking about the Wizards in the cooldown, so stick with us for that. But right now we wanted to take a look at, in this dead of June timeframe, that we're still, what, 70 some odd days removed from NFL action. 74, Trev reminds us. That's too many dang on days, Trev. Too many dang on days.
It was
days.
100 like 2 weeks ago. Remember, it was just 100 days, now it's 74. So
it's moving along, moving along. Well, there is some camps and OT, or I guess no more OTAs, right? Now we're heading into the real preseason, real practices and stuff like that that are going to be happening here within a few weeks. Don't forget to get your tickets, as those were going pretty hot. I think we've got a couple of days lined out, so hopefully you will run into someone from Ref the District while you are out there, and we'll let you know when we are going to be out there as those days get closer. But right now we're going to be talking about the power ranking that apparently people in the media, I think they're doing the same, right? They're just like, hey, there's not much going on. Let's just do power ranking of where the NFL teams stand this early into the season, as Trev just randomly dipped out. That's fine. We are prepared here. So Stoner.
Yeah.
Right now, Washington is being looked at somewhere in the late 20s.
Yeah.
So what do you make of where we're being placed right now by teams?
Yeah, it's another one of those things that I've been confused about. Apparently something's in the water, because I've been confused about a lot of stuff lately that's going on with the Commanders. But everything that you hear about Jaden Daniels in specifically has been positive, in that he's going to be a better than average rookie quarterback, right? Everywhere. I haven't seen anybody say Jaden Daniels is going to struggle this year or whatever. Then how do you turn around and say that then the team is going to be bad? How many times does a quarterback have a good season, but the team is not good? That very rarely happens. I mean, I can think of like maybe Kyler Murray, one of those years, had a really good year. Maybe it was even his rookie year, and they only won like 5 games, something like that. So I don't understand it. And then you look at some of those teams, and you're going to tell me the Jets are better? You're going to tell me the Giants are better? And I just don't get it. So I don't know what they're trying to do. I don't think they're trying to what is it? Troll? I don't think so.
Even though it's engagement farming?
I don't think it is, because no matter who you put at the bottom, their fans are going to be mad. So I don't think it's anything like that. I mean, Washington's been bad for years and years and years, so you can kind of get it. But I just don't see it. I'm not saying Washington's going to be a top 10 team, but you think if you're bottom third, or if you're bottom three, like Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio has Washington at 29. There's only 3 teams worse than
Pete Prisco has us at 31.
Yeah. So are you saying that Washington's going to win 4 games again this year? Do you think this coaching staff and the improvements that they made is going to result in 4 wins, 5 wins? I just don't see it. So I don't get it. I don't know where that's coming from.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that we're so low here. Grimjaw talking about, you know, how we're not very far removed from our former owner. There's a lot of negative press with that guy. Between this and Mina Kimes saying Dan Quinn going to be a one and done, all the hate going to our direction doesn't surprise me anymore. I was very surprised by Mina Kimes talking about it being one and done. It seems so out of left field, and she's actually really good at her job in analytics. And that one might have just been a flyer, and maybe the fact that it's like, what's that?
Maybe that's just a miss on her part.
I think it was a miss. I do think it was a miss. I think that kind of came down to again, not much going on in football. And if you look at Washington's history, you're thinking of the former guy. You're not thinking about the new owner. And as far as the new owner is concerned, I don't know that she has a good enough read on where things are. Mm. And I agree with those in the chat talking about how, you know, the rankings at this point don't matter. You're right, because where was Houston ranked this time last year, right? And they yes. got to surprise people. So maybe you're like Tommy and you like being this low. And, you know, it's a way it is. Or you mentioned, as Locked On Law mentioning, that Florio just hates Washington.
Yeah, but you know what I've seen? I've seen a lot of people saying that same thing. Sure. Well, Florio just hates the Jets. Or, you know, Florio just hates the Giants or whatever. That's what people keep saying. Florio has said bad things about every team. So he doesn't just hate Washington. Which he does hate Washington.
He does.
Yeah. But again, I don't think this is trolling Washington fans by putting him that low. I think he truly believes that. I mean, how do you, they won four games last year.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's not unrealistic to believe that this is not a good team. Yeah. That is fair. That is.
Yeah. I like this comment over here. I'm about to pull it up. Brian says that we were a 4-win team last year. We are different. That does not guarantee better. No matter how good we look in OTAs and minicamp, it's all very weighted on last year's performance. I kind of agree with that too. Not just last year, but the previous years. I think they kind of grouped a lot of years together and averaged it out, and that's where we probably are ranked right now. And I do agree with them. I'm not disrespecting our team. We got different players. We really don't know if we're better or not. We just think we're better because we've been so bad. Even in OTAs and minicamp, we're like, we can kind of tell how the season's going to go. But, like, this one just feels different. But at the same time, we didn't really get any splashy players outside of Bobby Wagner. We just got players that fit.
Who was an aging player. Yeah.
Right. We just got players who want to fit what we want to do in this organization right now. Doesn't necessarily mean that we're better. It just means, like, we fit. So I kind of agree with that.
I do think Luvu was well-respected. I think that was a good pickup. Yeah. I think Jeremy Chinn was a plus signing. In the sense that the NFL – was high on him.
Yeah, but then like we also gave all these guys like 1-year contracts, like sure. a lot of prove it deals. So like they were once superstars at their former places, and now they're kind of falling off, and they're kind of trying to resurrect their career here with Washington because we're starting from the ground up. It gives them a chance to do the same thing, in a sense. But I really don't pay
a lot of mid tier signings. Yeah,
you're not wrong. Jeff, yeah. But like the Giants better than us. Why? Because they have Hard Knocks. Is that why they're ranked higher? Like some of the things are like our ranking might be deserved. The
Giants got Hard Knocks.
Is it because we couldn't wear our hats backwards last year? Is that why we're so low? Like,
oh goodness, we should definitely do another hat backwards hat stream at some point. The and Grimjaw, you're right. Luvu and Chinn, not household names. I think Chinn had the potential after his rookie year. He was very strong showing his rookie year. But you're right, not household names, but around the league kind of thought very highly, and the media, you know, kind of looks at that. But you're right, they're not, you know, they're not the number one signing.
What about Eckler? Eckler is kind of a
Eckler was a plus.
I keep forgetting about Eckler. I think it factors. Go ahead.
No, you're good.
I was gonna say what also factors in is we don't have an offensive line. We're still looking for a left tackle.
Don't get me started on that.
You replaced the left guard. Like, I mean,
he was a backup. He wasn't a starting guard. I like Allegretti, but he was a backup.
Thank you, somebody.
I like him, but he was a backup. Now he's a starter for us. That just shows you how bad our offensive line is. Andrew Wiley, the jury's still out on that. We don't have a left tackle solidified yet.
Is the jury out on Wiley? I feel like the jury's very much in on Wiley being
He still has a job. That's why I'm saying like they kept him over this year. So the jury obviously might be still out on him. I guess, our best person is Cosme, who's a guard.
So I like the middle three. I like the middle three. I love the center. Yeah. I actually like Allegretti. So I like both guards. But, you know, those two outside guys are going to get Jaden Daniels killed. And so maybe it will be a 4-win team when Marcus Mariota is quarterback in this team in week 4. Because Jaden,
I don't know that I can deal with Marcus Mariota throwing a pass.
What? When Jaden Daniels gets his ACL.
Why are we doing this?
What are you doing?
What are we doing?
Did you get mad the last time when I did that about McLaurin? like 3 years ago, and that never happened.
It wasn't 3 years ago. It was before he ended up dealing with a foot injury for the entire season.
It was the season before that.
No.
It was a long time ago.
Somebody's got to check the tape for us on that one. But why? Yeah, let's just not do it. Everyone,
I don't even want to finish the show.
Why would you do this? Why would you do this?
Because there's no such thing as a curse.
Yes, there is.
Hey, the Rest of the District has power, Stoner. We have power. The last one from the national media I want to talk about was, before we do our own, is PFF listing us at 30. They have us at a low point spread. The QB rating is at least a positive number. And then they project 7.2 wins, which I feel like is better than being ranked 30th, right?
Yeah, 30th ranked team is not going to only win 7 games.
Yeah.
I mean, Washington was a 31st ranked team last year and won 4 games. Right?
Well, it might be. It might be.
So, where was the team that won 7 games? Where were they in the rankings in terms of wins and losses? This is probably like 22, 23.
Give me a 7-win team from last year.
I don't know. I don't remember
which teams were a 7 winner.
Yeah, there weren't that many. But they would have been somewhere in the 20s, 23, 24, which is, by the way, where I think Washington's going to end up this year.
That mid-tier. Well, let's actually take a look at that. We're gonna do our own rankings here. So I need Stoner to keep out his pen and paper.
Okay.
As we're gonna go down the list here of teams, and we're gonna start off in the AFC East, and we're just gonna go, who's better than Washington, and then kind of stack them in their order. Okay. So we're gonna start with AFC East. Buffalo Bills better than Washington, right?
Yes.
Barely.
Okay, barely.
Barely.
I love the burgundy and gold glasses coming from Trev here.
I seen 3 in the fourth quarter.
Miami Dolphins better, right?
Yeah, they put up 70.
I'd actually give them a barely.
They'd give them the barely.
Oh, I do think 70. They are.
What's that, Trev?
They put up 70 against the team we beat and almost had to go to overtime.
Yeah. And then they put up like 40 on
they are an overrated team.
Yeah, dude,
I'm with you. They're a little bit overrated.
Yeah, they're an overrated team. All right. Okay, so we got so far we're ranked 3rd, and we've gone through 2 teams.
All right.
New England Patriots.
No.
Washington better than New England, right?
New England's terrible this year.
Yeah.
Drake May, baby.
Washington's better than New England. The New York Jets.
Washington's better than them. I don't care about Aaron Rodgers.
We're not.
Aaron Rodgers has got a – no. Who do they have? No. Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers isn't going to last 3 games.
Okay. They had a number 3 ranked defense last year. Just saying.
I think you have to presume healthy Rodgers.
They're better.
And I would put the Jets above Washington.
Thank you, Nathan.
Yeah.
All right. I lose that 2-1.
Yep. So right now Washington is 4th. Patriots, the only team better than them. I don't care about ranking, but Bills and Dolphins, who's one and who's two right now. We just care about where Washington is.
All right.
So Washington currently is better than the New England Patriots. Let's stay in the AFC here. Baltimore Ravens.
Barely.
Worse.
Barely. I'm just kidding. I love Baltimore.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. I mean, I love their team in terms of what they're going to do.
There's a lot of respect about the team. Can we use that word maybe instead?
All right. I don't love them.
Yeah.
Trust me. Everybody to my left, to my right, to over here, over there, are Baltimore fans.
Yeah, I lived 30 minutes from this from FedEx Field, and I was still surrounded by Baltimore fans, and it sucked so bad. I actually didn't mind. A small aside here. Is I didn't mind Baltimore when I was – so you got to remember I was a military brat. I've been a Washington fan my whole life, but I never actually lived in the DMV. I lived all around the world. So the Ravens weren't something that I was familiar with the local rivalry about because I didn't live in this area. Right. But here's the thing is Edgar Allan Poe is my my favorite author. I have his complete works. I used to know The Raven by heart. The Raven is my favorite, you know, piece of work. So, and purple is my favorite color. So here come the Baltimore Ravens, named after my favorite piece of work for my favorite author. And they have my favorite color. And I was like, oh, well, that's cool. They can be my AFC team, is what I used to say.
Oh, and, right.
Yeah. Until I moved to Maryland, I got an assignment to Maryland. And then I was at Carroll County. So it was in the heart of Baltimore, county or country there, literally country. And then I realized, oh, no, I cannot be a Baltimore fan. These people are just absolutely ick.
Hey, Trey.
Dang.
What up? Who's your favorite author?
R.L. Stein.
Oh, I don't even know who that is either.
Shout out. Hey, Stoner's too old for R.L. Stein, yeah.
And you're over here asking my favorite author. I don't know. Sports Illustrated. Well,
that was kind
Washington Post.
That was kind of my point. Like, my favorite author maybe is, like, you know, getting a Woj bomb.
Yeah, J.P. right? Finley, John Kine, Dickie J.
Yeah, Adam Schefter.
Adam Schefter, Lewis Riddick, Get Up, First Take, NFL Live.
Actually, right. My favorite author is John Feinstein, because I love all of his books. Because he writes, and it's all sports related.
But, Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. So one of us is culture. Dr. Seuss is probably my second favorite. But moving on from that, because I know we're in the
dead of summer. What's your favorite color, Trev?
Blue.
What? How come neither one of your favorite colors is burgundy or gold? What are you guys doing?
Being human beings.
Yeah. Yeah. This is so. You guys started yesterday or last week's show off with Nathan's not here, and we can talk about all sorts of random things. I just want to point out.
I watched it.
You better believe I came on and I listened to it afterwards. But yeah, here we are talking about other things, and I need to wrangle us back to what's important, which are the power rankings. All Baltimore right. Ravens are above Washington. Cincinnati Bengals also above Washington.
Hold on. How are you going to reel us back in when you went into Edgar Allan Poe and favorite color purple, and yep. when it's our turn, it's like, oh, we got to go back. We got to reel it back in.
That's my job.
Excellent point, Trev. That might be your best point since you said Commanders are going 17-0 this year.
They are.
All right.
Tommy here. Blue is something a Cowboys fan would say. But yes, the call out was appropriate. All right, Cincinnati Bengals, I put them above.
Yes.
Yeah, Joe Burrow's the truth.
Okay, so Cleveland Browns.
We're better than Browns. I don't know. Their defense is nice.
Their defense is real nice. Who's the quarterback this year?
It's supposed to be Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, we're better than Cleveland. So, yes, better than Cleveland.
Mm.
Amari Cooper is holding out, right, isn't he? Does he play for the Browns still? I can't even remember.
Browns had 11 wins last year.
They did have 11 wins. They were pretty good, but that was
That was what?
I'm going to go with they're better than Washington. Until Washington proves that they're better than a team that had 11 wins with horrible quarterback play.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Roger, you're right. Browns have a better roster. You're all tripping. I'm going with the Browns being better here.
Me too.
All right. You talked me into it. Though.
Yeah,
you talked me into it.
All right, so Washington currently still only better than the Patriots. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, they're better than Pittsburgh. Come on.
Yeah.
Get out of here with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. That's about it. They still don't have any.
They had
10 wins last year.
Yeah, that's just, Tomlin, that's just the quarterback. I mean, the coach.
I do not understand Pittsburgh fans. Every year they go through, for the last like 5 years or so, they go through this. We've got to fire Tomlin, we've got to trade Tomlin. Tomlin's trash and all this. The guy just wins football games.
Literally.
Like, he's had horrible QB play. He's had questionable offensive coordinators, and he still has not had a losing season. In how many years? Like, it's more than a decade and a half at this point, right?
Oh, yeah. I think it's probably over 20.
It's not 20. It's not 20. It's in the teens.
Yeah, you're right. And all, but he did finally sign an extension. So good for him.
Yes, he did sign a 5-year extension. So good job of him. I'm going to put Patriots above, not Patriots. I'm going to put Pittsburgh above the, above us.
Oh, no. Don't let him do that, Trev. Come on. Come with me.
Come on.
Pittsburgh is not better.
They want Justin Fields to return kicks. They're not ready for anything realistic.
Yeah. Come on. Russell Wilson.
Come on. Come on,
Russell Wilson.
They squeaked to 10 wins. Like,
who's their best receiver?
They improved QB play. Come on,
Russell. They got rid of their best stock. They got rid of Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
By the way, since 2007, so he's going on year 15. By the way,
Najee Harris out of 2007. We'll take it.
What kind of math is that? Somebody said you were the intellectual of the group, and you just did
17. Oh yes, 17 years. 17 years.
7 is 15.
17 Ooh. Years. I'm a couple years back is all. That's all. Yeah. So Ron Rivera, the head coach of Washington. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go that far into the joke. I'm going to say Pittsburgh is better. Roger agrees with me. I'm going to wait to see if anybody else agrees with me.
No.
But it seems right now, ref the district vote is Pittsburgh is worse. So now Washington. Yes. Is about Pittsburgh and the Patriots in New England.
That's right.
Houston went number one, so Wizards are on the clock. Just throwing that in there.
Wiz on the clock. We will definitely be talking about that here.
We'll talk about it. But I just say they're on the clock.
Houston Texans.
They're better than us.
Yeah, they're better. I mean, they're the model franchise that everybody wants to be now.
Sure. Well, one and done here. Let's go with Indianapolis Colts then.
We're better than them.
Yeah, we're better than the Colts. Sorry, we are better than the Colts.
Even with your boy Anthony Richardson,
I like him, but he's done nothing yet. He's proved nothing yet. And
All right. So now we're better than the Colts,
correct?
The Steelers,
correct?
And the Patriots.
Yeah, we're already past PFF and CBS in terms of where we're ranking them.
And we're right on par with Florio's, right? We would be the 29th.
Correct. We're right on par with him.
Yep.
Okay. Jaguars. Jaguars got to be better, right?
Yes. They were better than them.
You're saying Washington's better than Jacksonville?
Yeah. We beat him with Carson Wentz. We're better than them.
Nah, I think Jacksonville's better.
Yeah,
I'm come gonna on. Go why? Over why? Here. Why? How? How and why?
I mean, their quarterback is better. They've got better weapons. Who they got? Calvin Ridley. They got rid of Calvin Ridley. Did they get Calvin rid of Ridley? Gone.
They just have.
Oh, that's right. They did.
Gabe Davis now, and Christian Kirk.
Yeah, they've got some.
Travis Etienne, who's up and down.
They're a better team.
They got a better defense. They've got a very good defense. They got Josh Allen. I like Jacksonville. How many wins did Jacksonville have last year?
They either nine. Just missed the playoffs. Nine. Or, yeah, I was going to say they're a winning team. Yeah. All right. So two of us, we've been going this way. So I was outvoted on the Colts. I just want people to know that I would have put the Colts better than Washington. Jaguars are officially better than Washington because two of the three put it there. How about the Titans?
Oh, they're so better.
The Titans are in such just crazy, crazy
bad
state right now.
They got rid of a really good coach. Yeah, I don't like the direction.
Yeah, Henry's gone. They don't have a wide receiver one. Well, D-Hop, but he's older. He's aging.
Yeah.
So Washington better than the Titans.
Yeah.
Broncos?
Yes, we're better than Denver.
Hmm.
We are better than Bo Nix or Drew or Zach Wilson back there right now. Who's their running back?
Better than Denver. I'm convinced. Thanks, Trev. Yeah.
Better than Broncos. Absolutely. So now better than Denver, better than Tennessee, better than Indy, better than Pittsburgh, better than New England. You're keeping track of this, right, Stoner?
I thought you were, but okay, yes.
I'm mentally just going through it, but I told you, get out your pen and paper for this.
I know, one. I didn't know maybe what you wanted board. Me to write down, but I'm here.
Kansas City, obviously a better team.
I don't know. I mean, we're pretty. We only lost 30. What year did we lose? Like 31 to.
I'm not talking about a single game. I'm talking about who's a better team. We're moving on. I'm not even going to entertain this discussion here. How about Las Vegas? Are the Raiders better than the Commanders?
No. The Raiders.
Aiden O'Connell is not better than anybody on our squad.
Yeah. Raiders, worse. Chargers?
Better. Yes, Chargers are better.
No.
Did they get rid of both of their big receivers?
They did.
Andrew Williams and Keenan Allen?
Yeah, but the coach is an improvement, right?
They got Harbaugh. That's right.
We're better than them still. Deal.
I think Chargers are better.
Chargers are better. Chargers are better. All right. We're going to go from the West up here. Seattle Seahawks.
They got Sam Howell, so I'm going to think they're better than us.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
Leading the charge.
They had 9 wins last year. Alex Carr, number 2.
Pete Carroll's gone now.
Oh, Pete Carroll's gone. Oh, they got the Ravens. Mike
McDonald.
Yeah.
Gino and DK and Tyler Lockett and the kid from who's their running back? He's pretty good.
I like Seattle.
I'm going to go Seattle's better than Washington.
Charbonnet, the running back. He's pretty good. Okay.
Yeah. San Francisco, better.
Yeah.
San Francisco. Moving they got Chase Young, obviously. Yeah. Oh, no, they don't anymore.
No, they don't. Yeah. Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, they're better.
I think that they're better.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a large gap, though. I don't think it's as large of a gap.
Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, Stafford. Aaron Donald retired, so
yeah,
defense that's huge. But nah, they're better. Sorry, they're better.
No,
they're better. Arizona Cardinals, worse.
We're better.
Oh, Arizona's
we're better.
All right, yeah. So there's another one. Cardinals are worse. All right, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a playoff team.
Yeah,
Tampa Baker.
What'd you say?
Tampa's a good squad.
They're pretty good.
I like Tampa. I mean, you know, in terms of them being a good squad.
They won 9 games last year.
They were a playoff team.
In a horrible division. It's like us winning the division at 7-9. Okay, that doesn't really mean
anything. It happens. It happens. No, I'm gonna say the Bucs are better right now. New Orleans Saints.
We're better than the Saints.
We're better than the Saints. Saints
we're better
who's
than
their quarterback? Saints. Oh, Derek Carr.
Yeah.
He stinks.
Yeah, you guys know how low I am. It stinks. Now he stinks. When he was available, you and Trav were like, go get Derek Carr.
Prove it.
Stoner definitely. Stoner absolutely here. Yeah, Stoner was a big Derek Carr guy.
I don't know. Prove it.
So better than the Saints.
Yeah,
Panthers way better than right.
Way better. Not even. Let's not even talk about that. They're the worst team.
Moving on to the Falcons.
We're better. They don't have a defense. We have somewhat of a defense. We've always beat them.
Kirk Cousins, man.
What about him?
Love him.
Oh my god!
You and this love. Around
what the hell
here.
Is going on right now?
The Falcons are better.
No, they're not.
I would put the Falcons as better.
Why?
I do think the Falcons are right now a better team. This far, this 6 weeks before 74 days before football starts, I'm putting the Falcons above Washington. Vikings, I'm putting the Vikings above Washington.
No, please stop. Sam Darnold. Really?
Look at the rest of the team.
Justin Jefferson, it's done. There you go. Justin Jefferson, you're done. KJ Osborne's gone. Alex Mattison, their running back, is gone. They have Christian Darrisaw. Their defense has Harrison Smith, who's like 38,000 years old. They got rid of Danielle Hunter. They have no corners. They have no linebackers. Come on. Is it because JJ's there?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
you mean to tell me JJ and Justin Jefferson are better than the Washington Commanders with Jaden Daniels and his trio of receivers. You're doing that right now?
Yeah.
I think Minnesota is a better team overall.
No. Yeah, right now, Randy Moss Minnesota is not there. Chris Carter's not there. AP's not there. Cunningham's not there. Really, the Vikings guys for real?
Yeah.
Be honest with yourself.
Yep. I am.
Yeah. Okay.
Tommy's with you, Trev. He's with you. Thank you, Tommy. Jordan Addison is nice, Grimjaw. Absolutely. Yep. All right. Moving forward now. Green Bay Packers, better.
Yep. Better. Not even close.
Yep. All right. Detroit Lions, better than Washington.
Yep. Not even close.
Chicago Bears?
No. We're better than the Bears. I don't want to hear it. We're better than the Bears.
Bears whooped us. You want to talk about games Washington won?
We also beat Philly when they were undefeated.
Okay, but you move the goalposts so much. It's just, you only use games to your advantage. You never look at the ones that we lost.
Man, I'm on the fence on this one.
The Bears were a better team last year, and I think they only improved. The Bears are better.
Bears are better.
The Bears are better.
They have no defense.
All right. So now you want me to put on the burgundy and gold glasses? We're going to be the NFC East.
Okay.
And I'm going to flat out tell you, Eagles, we're better.
Yes.
Giants, we're better. Cowboys, we're better.
There you go. Disagreement? That was easy.
Any disagreement? It's Trev?
Nope.
None for Soner.
Nope.
We're better. We're the best NFC East team.
Correct.
Period. Okay, so that where does that put us, Stoner?
21.
Okay, I can live with that. Before the season starts, 21.
We got 11 teams worse than us that we think are worse than us. So, yeah, puts us right at 21. Not still bottom third, right? But still, it's probably where they're going to end up. 7 or 8 wins. That puts you in that bottom third of the league. So we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, I think they're going to be right around that 20, 21, 22.
Yeah. Grimjaw calling us out for the Ashburn
syndrome. I put the Giants ahead of us because they always beat us no matter who we have.
they do seem to always beat us. And it's so frustrating. Oh my goodness. I can't believe we treated one of our Ref the District fans to sweet tickets to watch the Giants beat us.
He ain't been back on the show since either.
He was like, that was embarrassing, guys. That's embarrassing.
Unsubscribe. Yeah, well,
2021, ranked 21 in the Ref the District power rankings. I'm going to let you know this. Don't sleep on the Washington Commanders. I think they can be far better than 21. And you don't have to sleep if you head over to don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the code DISTRICT to get yourself 10% off your entire order. Whether or not that's their merchandise or their fantastic energy beverages, which they have both sugar-free and your regular one. And you have energy shots, which are nice on the go when you need that little pick-me-up. Don't Sleep Energy makes you great. Trev, are you happy where Washington
lives? No, because I can't live down the Vikings are better than us. I can't get past that. We're 20th, not 21.
And Tommy's hit it on the head. We're 17-0 until we find out otherwise. Absolutely. Yep. Well, we did find out who the Washington Wizards took with their second pick, and that is what we will be talking about here in the cool down. You're going to want to stay looking forward to this conversation. Streaming live here on a Wednesday night normally means we don't have anything else going on and your attention isn't divided. If you are here joining us live on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter as we stream live 7:30 Eastern every Wednesday, we appreciate you for joining us. Today just happened to be a little different. The NBA decided that they were going to host a Wednesday night first round draft, to which our Washington Wizards had the second overall pick, and me, Nostradamus, put our very own number two pick, already in the image for us, Alex Saar. Now, full disclosure, they are a secondary team for me. I don't even think they're a secondary team for Trev. He just kind of pays attention to all basketball. He might put the fever with Caitlin Clark over the Wizards at this point. But Stoner is a big fan of the Washington Wizards. So how do you feel about this pick here with Alex Saar, another European talent that Washington is picking up here, seven-footer, great handles, kind of all the rage when it comes to this new age. I mean, you got Chet Holmgren, you got Wimby. These guys who are big, who can handle the ball, is kind of where teams are going. But a lot of unknown here with Alex Saar. So what are you feeling?
I'm not a big fan of Alex Saar, unfortunately. I think he's probably going to be okay, but I just don't like taking such young guys who haven't proven anything. I mean, the guy averaged like 10 points a game for his team in France. What does that mean? So I'm just not a big fan. Obviously, they're looking at the upside. They're looking at his potential. He's 7 feet. He's got a 7'4" wingspan and all this. And he's going to be excellent defensively. But he can't shoot a lick right now. And guys can develop a shot. I get that. It takes a lot of hard work to do that. And that's one thing you can develop. You can't develop 7 feet. You can't develop 7'4" wingspan. You can't do all of that, right? That's natural. Mm-hmm. So he's got that going for him. But I was a Reed Shepherd guy. I'm sorry, I was a Reed Shepherd guy all the way. This is a guy who is the best shooter in the draft since Steph Curry. This is a guy who went to the combine and jumped a ridiculous, I believe he had a 42-inch vertical. So he's an athlete too. An athlete and a shooter. I think he's going to be a stud.
And he did go third, by the way, to Houston.
He went third to Houston. And I don't know, man. I like Shepherd over Saar, but I don't even like what's going on with the Wizards right now. I don't like anything that they're doing. We do this whole thing always. You know, these guys are smarter. And in Will Dawkins, we trust, that came from the Oklahoma City system, and that's how Oklahoma
City he's already doing the Oklahoma City system of just get picks, right? They traded away who I thought was Washington's best player in Denny.
He was their best player last year for sure. Yeah.
And
the problem I have with
several picks.
Yeah, the problem I have with trading Avdija is, first of all, I don't really have a problem trading anybody, except when you take a guy who you developed, you drafted, you developed. He was in year four, and he took that leap that you want a guy to take a leap. He took that leap. He had a 40-point game. He improved his shooting. He improved his ball handling. He improved in every way. He just signed a contract. He's not even in the new contract yet. And they traded him away. He's 23 years old. And they traded him. What more? We always talk about this. What more do you want? You have a young guy who's developing and getting better. He took that big leap. He's got a great contract, relatively speaking. I mean, Bam Adebayo just got $55 million a year.
That NBA money is wild. It's only second to baseball money. Baseball money is
stupid. I think NBA money is bigger, but maybe, well, I guess
you're talking nowadays. $500 million contracts, and you want to talk about NBA.
But I don't get trading them. And they traded him for a couple of firsts and a couple of seconds. Yeah. One first is this year, the 14th pick. One first is in 2029, which I think Ben Standing said that the Commander Stadium will probably be built before they get to and 2 seconds that are like in 2028, whatever. So they went and got the 14th pick this year. Again.
And a horrible draft.
One of the worst drafts in recent memory. And so why do you need a pick this year for a guy who's done that, who has developed already? Mm-hmm. When I didn't like trading Bradley Beal, we all know that story, right? Why do you want to trade him for draft picks for unknowns? You're trading it for unknowns. You know what Denny Avdia is. And I don't even like Denny Avdia.
I know you don't even like Denny, which is crazy because I was all for Bradley Beal being traded because this was not a team for Bradley Beal anymore. You know, he was an aging, never a superstar, right? So, like, it was good to trade him and get some value out of there. With Denny, on the other hand, this is a guy who has potential. I'm going to throw a name out here, and it's not just because I'm a Thunder fan. And I don't want people to think that I'm going to say that this guy is going to take that same rise as SGA. Right. But this is what, like, Trav, you mentioned he was, you know, a good player on a bad team. Well, SGA was a budding good player on the Clippers, a bad team at the time that Oklahoma City took. And now he's one of the top talents in the NBA. And I'm not saying Denny's going to take that same rise, but I do think that Denny has the chance to be at least all-star talent, which, as Stoner just mentioned, Bam getting $155 million contract, you know, that's where I can see him being, is at least that. And it doesn't make sense. Like, if you thought today, Trev, if you thought before this happened that Washington was going to trade a player, did you think that Denny was the one?
Yeah. Why not? You don't want to give away
Kuzma. I gave you all the reasons why not.
You don't want to give away Kuzma. You want to build around Kuzma. You don't want to give away the guy, Bilal. You don't want to give away, I mean, who?
That's it.
Denny's just Denny's a Jag, bro. I'm sorry to say it, but Denny's a Jag. Why do you can't build your franchise around somebody who had one 40-point game. His contract was relatively low. Yeah, you got a first-round pick for him this year, but, like, it's the 14th pick in the bad draft, like you said, so it's really, like, doesn't really matter if it's a first-round, second-round. He was getting better, but, like, it's Denny Avdia. Like, no all-star appearances. And if we're going to put Bam's name in there, Bam's team has at least made to the finals, Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals. Bam might not show up in those things, but he gets them there. He's an all-star. He's a pretty good
No, I'm not comping him to Bam. I'm not comping
him. I know
him
you're not, but like
that's just, what I'm just saying that he is, you know, Denny can be an all-star. Yeah,
he can.
Bam has three all-star appearances.
New regime, blow it up, dude. Denny Avdia, really? It's Denny Avdia. Denny Avdia. Right. He got better in the last 20 or 30 games on a team that won barely 20 games.
Right.
SGA is a way better talent.
SGA is far and ahead, heads and shoulders. I didn't want people to think that was the
Stoner. It's Denny. It'll be fine.
No, I understand. I understand, Trev. What I'm saying about Denny, I'm not saying build around Denny. You're not building around a guy you just signed to a 4-year deal for relatively good money. That's the kind of guy you should have on your team. He's 23. He's gotten better and better and better and better in those 4 years. And last year, not only did he get better, but he made like a big jump up there. He averaged, I don't have it in front of me, but he averaged almost 20 points a game for a guy who couldn't shoot a lick when he got here, but could play defense. And all he did was just get better. He's 23. He's got a new 4-year team-friendly contract. That's
when did he sign that? Was that the contract before the regime came about? Was that with
Tommy Shepard? No, I don't think so. Maybe somebody can check that. No, I think this was under the new regime.
He averaged, by the way, 14.7 points a game, 7 rebounds, and 3.8 assists.
Right. Now those aren't like great numbers. I'm not saying that he's a piece that you build around Denny. I'm not saying that at all. But he's a good piece to have. He's probably the same as, in terms of numbers and all that, he's the same as, let's say, someone around the league, a Buddy Hield, okay? For example, the same sort of points and all of that. You don't build around Buddy Hield, but you need Buddy Hield on your team if you want to continue. And if Buddy Hield was 23 years old, and just signed a team-friendly 4-year contract, why would you get rid of Buddy Hield?
Because maybe you don't like him anymore. I don't know.
I think if you have to think about a reason why they got rid of Denny, is the improvement came with him with the ball in hand, right? Like the biggest thing is he, much like he is for his team in Euros, he's a ball handler. Right. And, you know, right now he's still working on his left. He's still working on a shot here in the NBA. He's much better in the Euros. But he's in the NBA. He's better on ball than off ball. And I think if you're looking at why they would get rid of him, it's because they don't want the ball in his hand. And that's the only thing I can think of.
Whose hand?
And that's,
somebody
that's
other than Denny's. Question.
Jordan Poole. They want to make Jordan Poole a point guard. Wow. You don't build around Jordan Poole in his 30 some odd million dollar per year contract.
That's so also probably why they got rid of him. It wasn't a good fit.
Make that make sense with Jordan Poole.
I thought that was a horrible pickup.
Jordan Poole has a ring. I'm just saying, I know it's like whatever, but I know, but it's the NBA. Jordan Poole, rings matter.
Along with his ring, I think is second all time on Shaq and the Fool behind another former Wizard, McGee. So
JaVale McGee.
Right. JaVale McGee was, I think, is number one on Shaq and Fool. I think Jordan Poole is number two.
That's fine.
Don't build around a Jordan Poole. And I'm not saying you build around a Denny, but Denny is with that contract and his improvement. It's an important piece. And they don't have any important pieces. You said build around Kuzma. I like Kuzma. You don't build around Kyle Kuzma. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I'm saying like him. If you, well, you have to pick
Kuzma's somebody to build around with that traded. Roster.
Say that again, Trev.
You got to build around somebody on that roster if you want to.
There's no one. There's no build arounds on the roster.
Right. So there are no. You have to name one. Yeah, there is no one.
You have a lot of. You have a lot of pieces. You have Kispert, who's a good 3-point shooter. You have Denny, who was an on the ball, you know, tall guy. You have Belial, who's a defensive dude. You have Kuzma, who is a great second option. You have Poole, who I just don't like on the basketball
court. I despise Jordan Poole.
I cannot stand him.
On the basketball court.
On the basketball
court. Now, what if he comes out and averages 25 and you guys have won 40 games next year? You still going to despise him?
Yeah, probably. But that's.
Yeah, and then I'm also going to, you know, buy my lottery tickets and win those too.
And I'm also going to get that oceanfront property in Arizona.
That's in shape, man.
By the way, the contract, 4 years, $55 million, was signed just this last fall.
Yeah, but it doesn't kick in until next year.
So when did he sign that? Was that the beginning old of regime? Season.
Yes.
Was that old regime?
No, that's new regime. New regime was here all last year.
Okay.
New regime signed Jordan Poole. New regime signed Kyle Kuzma. That was new regime drafted Bilal Coulibaly.
I don't know, guys. But
Brian had asked this earlier. Have the Wizards ever been a good team since they changed the name?
John Wall mentioned the playoffs.
2017. They made the playoffs. Won all of this. I would also point out, and Brian knows this because Brian is a Washington or was a Bullets fan. Stopped watching them when they changed to the Wizards. But the Bullets weren't exactly winning games. I think Washington. NBA franchise hasn't had a 50 win season since the 60s.
Oh my gosh, that's
I think they had 50 win seasons when they won their championship in 78.
Yeah, 78.
But they had one 49 win year, and I believe their last two games they rested their starters. Might have been the last three games because they had their playoff position locked up, and they lost them all, and they could have gotten to that 50 win plateau. But yeah, they've had some good teams with the Beal and Wall. They got to the second round. I think that's as far as they got. But they did that a few times with them. And when Gilbert and Antoine and Larry Hughes, Brendan Antoine Haywood, James, those guys, they got here. They did pretty well then.
Michael Jordan.
Loved the Michael Jordan years.
They didn't make loved playoffs them. Either year, though.
No. Loved them. EP in the house.
EP!
Thanks for joining us, love. All right. Last thing before we wrap things up today. Washington has the 14th pick, courtesy of the trade of Denny. Stoner, you were Noster Stoner with the Kispert pick.
Yeah, right.
And I think you also picked Belial last year.
Yeah, I did Bilal, but not with the pick that they took because they moved up one. So
they moved up one. But
I did say that they're going to pick Bilal. And Alex Saar was a lock. Everybody
knew. Yeah, once it came out that he wasn't going one, you just knew he was going to go land in Washington. It was a little surprising that he wasn't going to go one, but that's not a conversation we're going to have here. The conversation I want to have now is, who do you think Washington picks at 14? Won't be on for that one. That's going to, this NBA draft is going so slowly.
Yeah.
We are not going to be waiting around for that.
Well, the problem with this one is that I've only had like an hour's notice. They just picked up the 14th pick like an hour ago when they traded Denny. So I haven't had a chance to really study it, but let me just go with, I think I'm going to take the Pittsburgh's French freshman point guard, Bub Carrington.
Bub Carrington, what? Who is listed as the 15th best prospect left in the draft here. By the way, Klingon still available. Interesting, because he was one of the ones who people thought might go really high.
Oh, he'll go next. Whatever's next, I think he's next.
So Charlotte, the Hornets, going to take him.
God,
taking a point guard here just because you know Washington needs a point guard?
Yeah, I think a point guard is. I thought they were going to take the point guard possibly last year too. The kid from Arkansas. Where did he end up? Orlando, but. But they need a point guard and a big point guard. They don't need these Tyus Jones, these little 6 foot, 6'1" guys. They need a big guy. And I think he's a bigger kid. I think he's
6'4".
6'5", or 6'4". Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they need a point guard of the future. They don't have the point guard of the future. Jordan Poole is not the point guard of the future on this team. So,
no.
Although he'll be the point guard next year.
Awful. What if they go with Duke's Jared McCain? Only 6'2".
No, I need a bigger guy. I need a 6'5", 6'6" dude.
What if Devin Carter from Providence falls? He's 6'2", but he's ranked the 12th overall.
Nope. I need a big point. If I'm going point guard, I need a big point guard.
So you want maybe go European and Nikola Topic.
He's intriguing. He's intriguing.
Yeah.
Stop with the Europeans already.
Yeah. Washington loves the European guys.
They love anybody except Americans. They love, you know, Bilal and Denny and Rui and
Saar.
And now Saar, all of those guys. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate everybody joining us here for episode 179, where we finally got in some Washington Wizards talk as the NBA draft is going on right now. Gus, not in the house. Here this late, missing all this, so we'll have to see if he joins after the fact, as we will be posting this to all your favorite audio platforms. So make sure you give us a listen out there. Even if you don't listen, I'm gonna cheat a little bit, okay? Set it to auto downloads. That still helps us out on the numbers, which helps other people find us and means more people are joining the conversation when we stream live here 7:30 Eastern on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We appreciate everybody who's joined us. As Roger is telling you, make sure you hit that like button. And we are brought to you by, I can't say the last part because I actually got to finish out the rest of the parts here, but we're brought to you by Bet Online and Don't Sleep Energy. I'm Nathan. That's the Stoner. That's Trev. We are Ref the District. And until next time.
I have no idea what the Wizards are doing. No idea.
Be a fan.